You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We walked into the radio station this morning, and we're looking at this story about something called perfect moment syndrome. Do you want to play that clip? Do you want her to explain it for us?
I feel like the clip is a little different than what I'm reading, because she's talking about the situations that don't live up to what she expected.
Mm-hmm.
But then this story here, it says, what is perfect moment syndrome? It's the habit and delusion of waiting for the perfect situation to arise before you do something. It's all about waiting for the perfect day to do something you care about. And they give a bunch of examples. Waiting for the best partner to fall in love with. Waiting for the best company, waiting for the perfect moment to arise before you speak your truth, Dom. Waiting for the perfect boss to inspire you in order to give your best. So it sounds like there's just a lot of sitting around waiting for something to inspire you. But yeah, here's what she said. Here's the TikToker. Let me turn this on so you can hear it, Dom. Here, let's play this real quick.
Perfect moment syndrome. It afflicts those of us who think life should operate in a certain way and to certain ratios. That birthdays are always happy. That a week in Thailand is meant to be relaxing. When you stop and check in with yourself, what are my expectations about this thing that I'm about to do in my relationship? What I found for myself is that when I have the bar so high of exactly how something should go, it leaves so much room for disappointment, and it leaves so much space for me to feel like the experience that I just had was not what it should have been.
Okay, so she already
had
the
experience. You know, a perfect moment for me is when the world eliminates vocal fry. That's a perfect moment for me.
The perfect moment
was not what it should have been.
Should have been.
You know, both of them make sense to me.
Yeah.
Both definitions. I mean, the one that you were describing, yes, I have lived that. And then what she's basically talking about is that things just don't live up to your expectations. Like we've always talked about with New Year's Eve not living up to expectations, trips to Vegas.
My God, the pumpkin patch that I was just at, that we were all excited to go to. And it was like we couldn't get out of there fast enough because it was so horrible.
Yeah. So I think what she's talking about is a little different. And I agree with you. I think that first definition about how we do that analysis paralysis, that old cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason, because people sit around and they're waiting for what may be the perfect opportunity to do something, but the perfect time to do it is when you do it.
Just sitting around waiting.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. And I'm so guilty of this. I can see it in others and call it out. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I got to look at the man in the mirror, Jer. I do it, too.
I think so. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of podcasts I've listened to about people saying, don't do that. It's the whole, I'll do this when, essentially. Mm-hmm. And you can't live your life like that because the when may never happen. Yeah. So you got to just essentially grab the world and yourself by the cojones and just get out there and do what you want to do.
Yeah. I've heard people refer to that as the when-then syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
When then. When this happens, then I'll do that. When this happens, then I'll do that.
Yeah.
And when then will just keep you in neutral for so long.
Yeah.
You know, because it's interesting. All of us have had moments where what we're worried about is doing something impulsively that then causes more damage.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think we're saying that.
In some cases, that's true, though. You just don't know, right? You won't know until you do it.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't still do your research a little bit and, you know, maybe do a little bit of planning. Yeah. But at some point, you've got to put one foot in front of the other and, you know, and speak your truth, Dom. I'm on my speak the truth journey.
You know that. But I do wait for, because, you know, the other old cliche is that perfect is the enemy of good. And sometimes people wait for something to be perfect before they just go ahead and do it. And You know, there are some people listening right now who are wanting to go off and be an entrepreneur or to at least dabble with a side hustle that they want to do. But they're waiting because they're thinking, maybe I'm not ready. Maybe I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the negative self-talk, too. You get lost in that.
Sure.
You know, like, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. People will make fun of me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, let them make fun of you.
Yeah, who cares?
And then succeed and then see what they say, you know?
So I feel for the people who go through that because I've been through it many times. And it's just I think it's more common than we think. Unless it's people who just don't give a damn about anything, including themselves, you know, it's like, they just sit around and they don't even have, you know, dreams or aspirations of doing anything. So they don't ever fall into this.
Right.
And
that's a whole different
too.
Category of people.
Different
though.
Story.
That's
different
just talk. Straight up laziness.